Some are calling it a reverse brain drain. Foreign students flock to American universities to earn master's degrees and PhDs in science, technology, engineering, and math. But many, like 25-year-old Yifeng Wei from Xi'an in central China, may not be able to get a visa to work in the United States after graduation.
Yes, I'm very worried.
In 2009, foreign students earned up to two-thirds of the doctorates in physics and engineering awarded by U.S. schools of higher education. Xiao Qin is from Beijing and is working toward his Ph.D. in computer science at Georgetown University in Washington. He would like to work for Google, Yahoo, or Microsoft.
Obviously, we prefer to stay here for several years, but if we cannot get any valid visa, we have to leave.
The United States limits the number of foreigners who can seek careers in the United States, and critics say restrictive immigration policies hurt America's ability to retain top students. Representative Zoe Lofgren of California.
While we once asked the brightest minds in the world to come and make their homes here, we now turn them away. Having educated and trained the world's best students in our universities, we no longer welcome them to enrich this nation.
High-tech companies recruit workers at the nation's top universities. But some, like Texas Instruments, say it can take 10 years for their foreign workers to become permanent U.S. residents. Darla Whitaker is Senior Vice President at Texas Instruments.
This is not sustainable. It hurts our company and our industry, and it places burdens and stresses on our employees.
The United States now limits the number of immigrants from other countries on a country-by-country basis, meaning students from large nations generally have the longest wait. A recent study says a highly skilled Indian national could wait 70 years for permanent status. Vivek Wadhwa conducts research about immigrant entrepreneurs and is on the faculty of Harvard and Duke universities.
We're out of touch. We're in a knowledge economy. It's all about competition. If we don't keep these people, if we don't compete, we're going to lose. We're going to become a third world country, and they're going to become like us.
Congress is studying ways to change America's immigration policies. But so far, there has not been a consensus on how to reverse the brain drain and keep scholars like Yifeng Wei and Xiao Qin in the United States once they graduate from one of America's top universities. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you.